Well, morning, everyone. I'm just going to begin with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for the chance we can gather as your people this morning and consider what it means that Jesus is our Emmanuel. Help me to explain your word faithfully and help us all to listen to what you have to say. Amen. Here is a football shirt I used to wear many years ago when I was at university. You can tell that because it's got my name on the back, hasn't it? Mazzetti, there we go. Hands up if you've ever seen anyone wearing a shirt like this. Quite a few reckon they have. Well, I'm quite surprised by that because, you know, he wasn't playing for a well-known team, just a team at university. So this is kind of quite a unique shirt, really. What about the one on the screen behind me now? The next one on the screen. Not this one, the next one. Now, who's seen one of those shirts? Quite a few more, I suspect. Because there's a slight difference, isn't there, between these people. You see, Messi is slightly better known than Mazzetti, right? Let's be honest. We have to be clear there. He's a world famous name when it comes to football, but Mazzetti really isn't. Wasn't quite as good. Well, this morning we're going to look at a name that's given to Jesus in the Bible. We've already sung about it, and we've heard it in the reading. Can anyone remember what that name was? Yes. Emmanuel. Thank you very much. Fantastic. That's the name we're going to be considering. You see, that name is far more important than Mazzetti or even Messi on the screen. This is a truly important name we're going to consider this morning. Well, I'm going to refer back to this shirt later, but anyone like to wear it for now? Yeah? There we go. You can look after that shirt. Well, O Come Emmanuel is the third carol that we've been looking at in our series called Sing for Joy, Christmas Carols and the Truths They Teach. So far we've had Silent Night a couple of weeks ago, and last Sunday with our Nativity service we had, well, what do we have? Hark the Herald Angels Sing. We've been seeing how these famous carols tell us amazing things about Jesus that come straight from the Bible. Do come back tomorrow for O Come All You Faithful, and then in a week's time, Joy to the World. But today, though, we're thinking about O Come Emmanuel. And as we do that, I've got a phrase I want us to try and remember this morning to help us consider. It should be, I think, behind me on the screen. So the phrase is, Jesus is God with us because we need God with us. Can you say it after me? Jesus is God with us because we need God with us. You see, Emmanuel means God with us. That's what the name literally means. We see that in verse 23 of our passage today. But it's not just a nice name. It tells us some really important things about Jesus. Firstly, that Jesus is God with us. You see, he's no ordinary baby. Did you spot that as we looked at the passage as Paul read it earlier? It says twice that Mary was pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Verses 18 and 20. You see, in case we missed it the first time, it's there another time to really draw our attention to it. We can't really understand how that's happened, but the Bible makes clear that it did happen. This is no ordinary baby. God became a human. God with us. It's a miracle birth that God brought about. So straight away, this is something incredible happening. The creator of the universe is stepping into his creation. Truly a wow moment. So in Psalm 8 we read that the heavens are God's handiwork. Well, here, the one whose hands created the world is lying as a baby in the hands, in the arms of Mary. She gave birth to him. We see that in verse 25. And what's more, God's promise has come true. The prophet mentioned in verse 22 is Isaiah. Now, he was writing 700 years before this event. And yet, in chapter 7 of his prophecy, in verse 14, he said exactly what we see quoted in our passage today about Emmanuel. In fact, God had always planned to be with us, not simply 700 years before, but the Bible says before the creation of the world, God had a plan to be with us, to send his son to be with us. You see, there was no doubt that Emmanuel would come. In that carol we just sung, it's not a question of will he come? No, he would come because God said he would. That was his promise. So yeah, let's go back to my football shirt. You okay to stand up with the shirt so we can see it again? Stand up, is that okay? So here we are, this less famous shirt. Give it a shirt to people. Give it a little show around. There we go. Not a very famous shirt. Just a small team at university. Now, if you saw somebody walking around Sawston with that shirt on, people might say, well, who is Mazzetti? Never heard of him. But among the first readers of Matthew's gospel, no one would ask, who is Emmanuel? They knew what that name meant. They knew it meant Jesus was a massive deal, even bigger than Messi. What about you? Do you see how incredible it is that Jesus is God with us? Will this prompt you to take a fresh look at the Christmas story? Well, let's go back to our phrase. Remember our phrase we learned earlier? Jesus is God with us because we need God with us. Can you say it with me again? Jesus is God with us because we need God with us. You see, Jesus being Emmanuel is amazing. This is God coming to earth. But we can't just leave it there. Jesus came to earth for a mission that couldn't be more needed. So we need God with us. Jesus is God's promised rescuer. His name means God saves. You see that in verse 21? He will save his people from their sins. He's come to ransom captives. You may have remembered singing that in the carol earlier. So he's literally come to free, release prisoners. Well, we might say, well, I'm free, I'm not in prison. How does that work for me? He's come to free those who are trapped by sin. That was the reference to Satan's tyranny in the second verse of the carol. You see, only those in danger need rescuing. We're in danger because we've rejected God. That's what the Bible tells us. Jesus is God's promised rescuer, and he's come to rescue. That's amazing. The carol looks forward to Jesus' coming. It says, O come, Emmanuel. But the wait was over that first Christmas. Jesus has come to rescue. We know he's come. Verse 25 says, she gave birth to a son. We can read about Jesus' life, his death, his resurrection in the Gospels, like Matthew, as we've been looking at this morning. Jesus lived the perfect life, died on the cross, and rose again so that we might be forgiven. Jesus is God's promised rescuer, and he's come to rescue. Now, if we can have the shirt one more time, just to remind us. Give it a little twirl to the rest of the people behind. That's fantastic. Thank you, Fletcher. That's awesome. So there's that. That's one shirt. Now, if your football team were struggling against really tough opponents, who would you rather came onto the field? Messi or Mazzetti? Well, that's very kind, but I think it has to be Messi, doesn't it? He'll be able to transform your team. You see, his skills would make a difference on the pitch. He'd be able to rescue your team when they were struggling. The thing is, we need God with us. Jesus, our Emmanuel, why? Because he's able to rescue. He is able to save. And he's come to do so. So do you see your need for rescue and the amazing solution that God provides in Emmanuel, God with us? You see, Jesus coming as Emmanuel is amazing news, but only if we put our trust in him. So I've got a challenge to end with, and that's this. Will you receive Jesus? You see, it says in verse 21, he will save his people from their sins. It doesn't say all people. It's not automatic. We need each one of us to turn to him, admitting our sin, how we've rejected God, and to ask for forgiveness. We all need to do that. That's how we become his people. That's what it means to be his people, those who have been saved, those who have turned and trusted in him. And he promises to save us. We need to obey like Joseph. Did you see that in verses 24 and 25? He did what the angel said, didn't he? And he obeyed. It wasn't easy for him to do. No doubt many would have thought him foolish to have done what he did. But he trusted that God was faithful. And God remains faithful. But we do need to turn to him. So will you receive Jesus? Well, let's come back to our phrase one more time. So can you say with me, Jesus is God with us because we need God with us. It's great news, but we need him with us. So Jesus came to be Emmanuel, God with us, so that he might rescue us. He's God with us because we need God with us. Now, I hope that you get lots of great presents tomorrow on Christmas Day, but will you receive the greatest gift of all? Will you receive Jesus, God with us, this Christmas? That's what it means for him to be truly Emmanuel. So I'm going to give us a little moment to reflect, and I'm going to pray after that. Thank you, Jesus, that you came to be Emmanuel, God with us, because we need you to rescue us. Amen. Are we going to do questions? Great idea.
So Joshua and Stuart are going to come and lead us in our prayers, and then after prayers you can think, well, if we've got any questions for Ed.
Let us pray together. Our prayers this morning will be based around some of the names given to Jesus. And children, I want you to listen out for the four names that are mentioned in our prayers for Jesus. Matthew 1:23, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will give him the name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Lord Jesus, we praise you that though you are fully God, our Creator, you graciously came down as a baby to live with us. With your human birth, you willingly experienced what it is to be a human. You experienced pain, sadness, rejection, frustration, and temptation. and all because you love us and because you came to save us. What a glorious God you are.
John 4:42. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Saviour of the world." Lord Jesus, we thank you that rather than leaving us without any hope in this world of sin and suffering, you loved us and came as the Saviour of the world. We praise you that over the last year, people from many, many nations have come to know you as their Saviour. You have transformed so many lives. And as a church, we are increasingly represented by so many nations all around the world. Father, in particular today, we want to pray for the work of the Barnabas Fund, an organization which works in those places in the world where it is most difficult to be a Christian because of oppression and of persecution. We ask, Father, that you would please keep those safe who work in these places and keep them in confidence in Jesus as their Saviour and as the Saviour of the world. Please would 2024 be a year when Jesus is better known as Saviour in the darkest places of our world. In Jesus' name, amen.
John 10:11. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Lord Jesus, we praise you that you didn't just live among us and then leave us, but instead you came as the good shepherd. You came as one who cares, even to the point of being willing to lay down your life for us. Thank you that you came to earth to die for us on the cross. Next in our prayers, we want to pray for all those in Christian leadership. We think of leaders in our own church and in the other churches in Sawston. We also think of our mission partners right across the world. In particular today, Vedaste Habarurema, a church pastor to a remote and extremely poor community in northern Rwanda. Father, may all these Christian leaders walk in the footsteps of the Good Shepherd, Jesus himself. Please equip them to care, teach, guide, and protect those they lead, and be willing to live self-sacrificial lives. And may we be supportive and respectful to them in their role. Amen.
Isaiah 9:6. "And he shall be called Prince of Peace." Finally, in our prayers, we remember Jesus as the Prince of Peace. Father, as we consider the conflicts of our world in Ukraine, Gaza, Israel, Sudan, South Sudan, Yemen, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Chad, and the Central African Republic, just to name a few, we long for the work of the Lord Jesus to bring about lasting peace. Please, Father, in anticipation of that future and of the eternal peace that you bring, would you please hold back the hand of evil and grant some peace this Christmas time? We ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Emmanuel, the Saviour of the world, the Good Shepherd, and the Prince of Peace. Amen.
We close our prayers by praying together the prayer that Jesus taught us. It's on the screen behind me. Together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen.
Thanks, guys. So now is a chance. If anybody has a comment or a question that they would like to share, now is a chance to do that about our sermon or about the passage generally. Albie's got a microphone.
Why did the prophet say that Jesus' mother had to be a virgin?
Yeah, great question. It's very clear, isn't it? In the passage in Isaiah, and obviously repeated here in Matthew, I think it tells us something. There is a degree of mystery there, but also it tells us that something incredible is happening. This is not the normal way a child is born. And I think it is to show us that God is acting in a supernatural way. He's intervening in his creation to bring about the saving of his people from their sins. So I think it emphasizes that this is God at work. This is not something that the man can bring about. So I think that's what I would say. Thanks for the question.